Okay, guys, good morning. Yasher koach. Good morning, everyone. A quick Dvar Torah on Parshas Ki Tetzé, on a topic that, of course, is very hard for the modern sensibilities to understand. But let's see what models and concepts we can draw from the concept of Yifas Toar. It's so important to try to fight, to understand, and to locate the relevance of Torah. If you just read Torah, some Rashi and some Pasuk and Gemara from thousands of years ago, it's not relevant. You're basically marginalizing Torah. Hey, it's not really for me. What's for me is headlines, technology, culture. So even if the actual experience is no longer that resonant, and Ben Sarah Murray never happened. Remember I talked about Ben Sarah Murray last night on the Chug. What can I understand about 2020, my life from Ben Sarah Murray? So obviously the concept of the Yifas Torah is troubling. Troubling on two fronts. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to give outlet and event to such ugly and crass expression? And of course, there's another person involved. The Yifas Torah itself. It's not just, well, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu not ask me to control my Yetzirah, but it's at someone else's expense. And of course, it's a different culture, and women played a different role. And we wouldn't expect Yifas Torah to be Chalila V'chas active in the modern world where Mashiach comes, even if we did fight that type of war. But of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu included in the Torah, and it had relevance then. And of course, it has relevance today. And it's relevance on two fronts. Number one, because it's so important in life to find healthy outlets for all the pressures that you're under. Every chait in life has an undermining psychological pressure point. And sometimes growth, character growth, means eliminating those pressure points. And as you grow older, you'll learn about yourself and about your emotions, and you'll learn to change your personality and to change your emotions. But throughout life, sometimes it's not just about changing those traits, but learning how to vent and find more healthy outlets. So try to think about some of the sins that that we all struggle with, and the way to what they're caused by psychologically, and how to find healthy outlets. So for example, when you're angry, hopefully at a certain point in your life, you'll learn how not to get angry. But you still get angry, and that's far away. It doesn't happen until you're much older. You can learn to control, not to control, but to eliminate temper. But until then, what do I do when I get angry? How do I cool myself off? What do I do when I get jealous? What do I do when I get bored? So many of our chataim are, we get bored, we can't learn, we don't want to learn. How do I fill that time? So there are healthy outlets and there are non-healthy outlets. So the shell of Yifas Tar is an extremely compelling concept. Because Baruch Hu says, if I don't give them a healthy, permissible outlet, they're going to do it anyway and it'll be forbidden. So of course, the particulars of the Yifas Tar would not apply. Obviously, no one would choose that outlet, but the concept, the shell, the structure, to find a healthy, war creates a lot of pressures. How can there be a healthy outlet? Life creates a lot of pressures, a lot of boredom, a lot of fear, try to understand the sins. If you want to break habits in life, you can't deal with the symptoms. You have to deal with the underlying psychological drive. I keep sitting in this way. I keep failing in this way. What causes it? What about my psychology? The second part of the Yifas Torah that's intriguing is that the juxtaposition between Yifas Torah and the section of Bechor and Nachala. Ki Tetzé is a very saturated parsha, 74, 78 mitzvos, to forget it right now, but there's a lot of mitzvos. The challenge is they seem to have very little relationship to one another. It's just a list of mitzvah, 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 mitzvah. It's a wonderful parsha to read, but what's the theme? What's the motif? So sometimes you just want to shrink in and think about the juxtaposition of Yifas Torah and Bechor. We learned about Bechor and Yerusha this summer. A Yifas Torah is a person that's very much caught in the moment. He has a passion. He has a fear. The fear feeds his passion. The fantasy of war. There are a lot of psychological factors that make him in love with this Yifas Torah. He can't live his life without this Yifas Torah. The fantasy world he's been placed in. The pressures of war. So there's very much a moment that he caves to or needs certain satisfaction or certain indulgences at that point. Sometimes when you feel the pressure of the moment, it's good to think long term. This is not your wife. You're not going to build a family with this woman. You just want to solve a momentary need, but you can build a family. And one day you will have children, and those children will inherit you, and you will pass, and your child will be a Bechor, and your Bechor will take responsibility. That's the purpose of a Bechor. So sometimes the way we deal with momentary pressures is to say, well, this is a momentary lapse. If I indulge, I'm going to regress. I need to think about the long term and how I can build towards that long term. So Yifas Torah creates a message about healthy outlets, It also creates a message about how to pull yourself out of those intoxicating moments. Think about building something long term, which obviously this Yifas Tar has little to do with. Have a great day, everyone. Have a great day. Okay. Yes.
Already, I was thinking of writing a little book
for sure. I think you should write it every week. I mean, you shouldn't quote me. You can if you want.
I'll send you.
No. Whatever I say.
I understand.
I think you should write because you have a lot of creativity and you want to share, so you should write every week. You should try to find an outlet. Not an outlet, but an expression. And you have to show me how it's fine. So I trust you. What I have to say is not so sacred that if it gets wrong, the free world's going to collapse. חמישי בשבת שבועים סמידו שמצליח להגיד נוסי עשו ונינו ומזינו אבילו ליעקב זהו זה מה עושים יוסף גינו ונעים ונעבר תקו בחודש שרף הבקס אבילים חגינו כי חלקו יוסף ומשבל היקב אליס בייסב סמה מצי סרס שמסבר סרד דעתי ישמע סרס עם סייבו שכמו כפף מגד תחרנה צעקו עשו וחצקו אין כבר בסיסון חנכם מי 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 ידבח שם משפר לי ובחסך השפר ובחרים אחרי ונעמך המלך עמי עצמי חתיך ומלך ושם עמי וכל יביסד לרב עלי ואשר חייב של יכול לעצור סהם לא מי שומע לי ישראל מלך היה לכל כמה נביא המכניע ויעצרים שבדי וסעני אדני כך שלא אביא איתם לילם ואחרי מחלב חיתם עשו דבר שעסקי יקור קבל אני חזק בימי סלי בכל וקבל עוד אני קדש כל מיני כאילו תאחר ונצוכים הינו Koshni Masa, the Kibashlo should begin to reverse Kashini Shikabe in the business and trust of a card in Plaza. That's my reason, maybe Hamal Kivari and I think Melch Stemmers were the Hakal Malaj and Jubin Nasa and everything called Jubin Nasa Mogbash. Bogatel Isaac.